Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today over the phone, we are joined by Dr. Ashley Yager from USU Extension Heart. We're going to be talking about the upcoming Prescription Takeback Day. That's going to be on April 26th, run from noon to 2 p.m. at a few locations across the Castle Country area. Dr. Yager, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me for this amazing event to talk about why we're doing it and where we're going to do it.
Yeah, no, and I think that's a good place to start is kind of the why behind this event. So this is a biannual event. You had one in October. Now we're to this year's April rendition of it. So for people who might not be familiar with it, what is Prescription Take Back Day?
That's a great question. Take Back Day is just an opportunity to go through your medicine cabinet and get rid of anything in there that you don't need anymore or you don't want to have in your medicine cabinet. That can include things like prescription medications, right? Opioids are the things that people think of most often when we do these Take Back Day events, but it can also include over-the-counter medications or any kind of prescriptions that can include pill packs, liquids, really anything that you want to get out of your medicine cabinet in the spring and in the fall, right? We do them twice annually because we tend to collect things as we go out throughout our year. And we want to just get that out of your house in a safe way so you're not flushing them down the toilet or, you know, throwing them in the trash. That way they don't go into our environment, and it keeps everybody safe and healthy.
You know, and in addition to that, one thing I really like about what you guys do with these Take Back Days is that you guys also accept vape batteries as long as they don't have the batteries in them.
Yeah, vape devices. Please get those out of your house, too. If you find a vape device and you no longer want it, we will dispose of those for you as well, just as long as they don't have the batteries in them. If they do, you can still bring them, and we will take them to get those out of your house as well. We're all about prevention and safety. Right? So getting things out of our house that we no longer want, no longer need, and keeping our family and our loved ones safe, because 50% of people who use opioids or other prescriptions that are not theirs actually get those from their family members. So we don't want to have family members or friends, I should say. We don't want to have anything lying around that might get into the hands of somebody who shouldn't be taking them or is not prescribed for them, right?
Yeah, no, you definitely want to keep that. And it's also a good way to kind of help jumpstart that quit if you're trying to get off of vaping, get off of nicotine and tobacco. It's a good chance to try and jumpstart that process. Now, something that's really interesting about this year's rendition is typically we see two locations, one in Carbon, one in Emory. This year, we actually see three locations. You guys have added a new Green River location for this Takeback Day.
Yeah, so we have three locations in Price. We'll have one at the Carbon County Sheriff's Office, where Ruben's Barbecue is going to be giving a free meal to the first few people that come and give back their medications. And then in Emory County, we're going to have one in Stewart's at the Castledale Market there, where Navajo Taco will be doing a orange chicken plate. And then in Green River, we will also have that third location, which we're really excited about, that is going to be at the O.K. Anderson City Park. And we're going to have tacos from the from Tacos La Pasadita in Green River. And that's thanks to a collaboration between the Carbon and Emory Opioid and Substance Use Coalition, the One Direction Prevention Coalition, and the Green River Prevention Coalition, because this is really a group effort. And our amazing law enforcement in both of our counties, our Carbon County Sheriff and our Emory County Sheriff, are making all of these possible.
And that's something I've always enjoyed interviewing you and members of USU Extension Heart, is that it's a community effort. This isn't just an isolated thing. This isn't one group trying to tackle a major problem in our area. This is a true coalition of different organizations across our area who get together, and they're just looking to better our communities.
Exactly. Yeah. Even if you don't have medications to return, come out, say hello to us. We appreciate getting a chance to talk with everyone in our community. There will be booths at each location of local resources. There will be swag bags for the limited first individuals that come, right? While supplies last, we say. So come early, come chat with us, come see everybody who's in our coalitions and learn more.
Yeah, it's a great chance to get out, get involved in an organization that's really looking to help improve our community. Everything you guys do, from the Hope Summit to this, it all helps serve that main purpose of aiding our community. Now, you touched on it a little bit earlier of why these events are important. Both life a little more in depth. Why do you think that these prescription take back days are important to be hosting in communities like Price, Green River, Emory County? Why do you think these are crucial things that we have?
That's another great question. It's important to remind people to go through their medicine cabinets and to get things out, right? Because our counties for a long time have been hit so hard by having more prescriptions and more people who are using substances. And then, unfortunately, we have a high rate of overdose deaths. So if we can prevent people from using substances or using prescriptions that are not prescribed to them, we can actually help prevent future substance use disorders, as well as future loss of life, right, unintentionally. So these events might seem like, I'll go through my medicine cabinet twice a year, sure, spring cleaning, fall cleaning is great, but you are actually changing, you have the potential to change a life. And so we really hope to see everybody out there and come make big differences with us and take a stand against, right, having unused, unwanted, expired medications in your home.
Now, Dr. Yager, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, if you want to learn more, just go to Facebook.com and go to our USU Heart page. So Facebook.com/USU Heart. We'll have all the details there. We hope to see you out there on April 26th from noon to 2. Join us for a meal, drop off your meds, and grab a swag bag. Thanks so much.
Well, Dr. Yager, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Dr. Ashley Yager with USU Extension Heart, and we're talking about the upcoming Prescription Take-Back Day. That's going to be April 26th and run from noon to 2 p.m. in Carbon County. It's going to be at the Carbon County Sheriff's Office. In Emory County, it's going to be at O.K. Anderson City Park in Green River and Stewart's Market in Castledale. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.